The Rishonim point out that there's a bit of a stira between the sugya on Lamed Ches and Lamed Tes. On the sugya of Lamed Ches, the Gemara says, "Hai dov shadatamre mevarchen aleha shahakol niya bedvaro, my time is ebe almahu." Which sounds like it's saying that juice, you make a shahakol, because it's ebe alma. We'll have to define what that is. But juice is ebe alma. And there's two exceptions. Wine, which is bari priya gafen, oil, which is bari priya haetz, at least if you're in that unusual situation where you'd make a bari priya haetz, where the shem is the ikar. But it would seem that all other juices should be shahakol. On the other hand, there's a sugya lama tesa medalef, amar of papa, pshita li, maya de silka, kasilka, umay de lifta, kalifta, umay de kulushalki, kikulushalki. Basically, vegetable broth is borei pri hadama. So the question that all the Rishonim are trying to figure out is, why should these things be different? Seemingly, they should really be the same. And we'll see a number of answers of Rishonim, but if we sort of were to broadly categorize, half the Rishonim say, yes, they are the same, that broth and juice are fundamentally the same. And the reason why we look at Dov Shedetamri as Eba Alma is because of the nature of Dov Shedetamri. So again, we'll see the details later, but this is the view of the Ravid. The Ravid thinks almost all juices are Haetz. Or it's even the view of the Rashba. The Rashba says, well, the difference between the two sugyas is how common it is, whether it's a derech or not the derech. Things that are the derech, like vegetable broth, is hadama. And the juices that we say are shahakol is because it's not the derech. And you have to figure out and define it exactly. Probably Rabbeinu Yonah is of this perspective and the like. That's half the Rishonim. And the other half of the Rishonim, what they're going to do is say, no, there's actually a fundamental difference between broth and juice. Juice is zeh ba'alma, therefore shahakol. Broth is something else, and it's the ikar, and therefore it is hadama. And that's, let's say, the view of the Rush. And again, some of the Rishonim we'll see are sort of in between, so it's a bit complex. But let's actually... That's sort of the basic schools of thought. And now let's get into some of the details in the Rishonim. So we'll start with the Rush. So the Rush writes, Perek Vav Simen Yud Ches, we'll read it together. Umaya de silka, umaya de lifta, umaya de shivsa, bari pri adama. De kai malan, umaya de kulu shalki, ke shalki. Umivarchinan alayhu, bari pri adama. Afal pi, shein bo kiim, hamarak. The tamayirakos, there's no actual vegetables here. You've removed the vegetables. It's just the marak. It's just broth. The broth tastes like the vegetables, but there's no mamashos of vegetables. Still, mevarcha lehen, kemosh mevarcha leirakos atzman. The lo dami lemei peiros. This is not like juice. Daminan liel dezeh be'almahu. Why? Lefi shemashke ein lo tam hapri. So what's his answer? Mashke doesn't taste like a pri, but broth does taste like the vegetable. So this is a very strange chiluk, because I would say a chush makrish that it's wrong. Does orange juice taste like oranges, right? Orange juice tastes like oranges just as much as broccoli broth tastes like broccoli, right? He's telling you a mitzias that doesn't seem to correspond to reality. So what does he mean? So lichora, what he means is more tam in the halachic sense. And here, for the chevra learning Yerideya, you'll have a special appreciation for this answer. When you go ahead and he's looking at the nature of a fruit or vegetable in a very interesting way. What happens? halachically, when you cook, well, let's take another example. You cook chicken in water, right? You make chicken soup. Chicken soup is basically chicken and water, and you have a little salt, right? So what happens? So we know that the water has the tam of, right? And there's even a principle in halacha called tam ki'ikar. And the process of bishul is what extracts that tam, right? If you didn't have bishul, if you just soaked chicken in water, it wouldn't have tam ki'ikar. So you have the tam of in the mayim. And therefore, since there is this principle of tam ki'ikar, so the halacha is, even with respect to Hilchos Brachos, we see tam ki'ikar as being koveya the bracha for halachos. And that's what he says, that the broth has the tam of the yirakos, right? It says here that they have tam hayarek, and therefore you make the bracha, something along the lines of tam ki'ikar. Now, still have to say Be'er Chiddush, which you still have to answer, well, why is the tam yarek the ikar and not the tam mayim? Well, the answer probably has to do with the fact that water is very significant in and of itself. It has no taste. It has no calories. And therefore, the bracha is nikba al yaday the tam shabo. And the tam shabo is what? Tam hayarek. So memela, the broth is hadama. Masha ein kain. If you were to squeeze an orange, so you don't have the tam orange, right? What do you have of the orange? You have the zeya of the orange. If you wanted the tam of the orange, how would you get that? You'd boil the orange in water. And that's, in fact, what the Rush says in the next line, the afshar, shem bishal ha-pri v'nichnas tam ha-peros b'mayim v'vayach ha-lein b'ray p'yayitz, maybe. And we'll have to talk about why, maybe not, because he only says Efshar. We'll get back to that a little later, Bezrus Hashem. But maybe if you were to cook the orange in the water, you would make Haetz on the water. It's probably gross and disgusting. Nobody would eat it, so maybe not. But maybe if you cooked an apple in the water, and now water had Tam Tapuach, and that was very good, so then you would make a Bari Haetz, because that's the Tam of the Tapuach. Masha ein kein, when you squeeze the juice out of the tapuach, so what do you get? Zeya be'alma. In other words, if you sort of imagine, an apple is made out of two components. It's made out of the pre, and it's made out of the zeya. The bracha of ha'etz goes on the pre. The zeya be'alma is not ha'etz. It's not the pre. It's not a pre ha'etz. It's the zeya of the pre ha'etz, but it's not the pre ha'etz. And therefore, you make a shahakol on the juice. That seems to be what the chiluk that he's saying is. Now, so again, you know, I think a good mashal to this, it's not exactly, but a good mashal to this is like we said, it's tam ki'ikar. This is, now you could ask then, why is it that oil and wine are different? Why don't we say the oil is just zeya be'alma? So we'll return to that question a little bit later. As we'll see, a number of Rishonim give different approaches to that question, and the Rosh himself addresses it briefly. There are some that say that the difference is going to be more in terms of the metzias, right? Somehow or another, the metzias is different for oil and wine. That seems to be the shita of Rashi. Rashi writes, I think on Lamed Tezemet Aleph, that when it comes to oil and wine, the mashke comes out very easily. In other words, we don't see it as the pre and zei be'alma. The metzias is different. To get the juice out of an olive and out of a grape is very easy. To get the juice out of an apple, very hard. So it's more of a metzias difference. The other possibility, Rashi also has this, is because this is the primary reason why these things are grown. So we don't see the juice as zeya, but rather as the pre itself, because that's the ikar. Or what some Rishonim say is that it's Exeris HaKasev, that, and this we learn out from Dinei Zvayim in other contexts. So we'll see different answers to that question. But let's continue B'das HaRash. So, L'chora, the way I read the Rush, contradicts a different Rush. The Rush is positioned by sugar, which he discusses, I think we've already seen, in Parak Vav Simen Vav. There, well, before we get there, what would we expect the Rush to say that the bracha on sugar should be? So I would say shahakol, right? Because it's Zeh Ba'alma, the bracha shahakol, right? After all, just like he's saying that when you squeeze the juice out of the apple, so that's Zeh Ba'alma, shahakol. So what happens when you squeeze or extract the cane juice out of the sugar cane? That should also be shahakol, whether you drink it plain or you process it into sugar crystals. That's what I would have thought based off of the Rush by juice. But that's not what the Rush says. The Rush quotes the Bahag that the bracha on sugar is haetz. I'll read it to you. Thal sukkar kasav bahag bori pri haetz. So the question is, why should this be? Why should it be? In other words, to put it a little differently, we know, we've seen the Rambam Shita by sugar, Perek Dalet, Halacha Hay, is that sugar is shahakol, whether the cane juice or the processed sugar, it's shahakol. A little later, we will see, I'm going to argue, though you could disagree with me, there are those who do, that the Rambam sheet is actually very similar to the Rush. First, it sounds like the Rush, but if you read it carefully, it's like the Rush. So if you hold like the Rush by juice, I understand why sugar should be shahakol, like the Rambam. I'd say the Rambam is l'shitasa, but the Rush, I don't understand. In other words, let's say a little differently. Bishlam, if you're going to say like Rabbeinu Yonah, then I would understand why you would say sugar is haetz, because it's ishtani li'iluya, right? That's like it's meant, this is what you do with the sugar cane. You extract the juice, you make sugar. But according to the Rush, that it's almost like a metzius point, right? So it's not the guf ha-pri, it's the meimav, and that's the yisod. The meimav is zeya. So according to the Rush, it should be a shahakol. So I think you could go in two directions. One way to say it is that line in the Rush. The Rush says that the reason why sugar is haetz is kevan shikaro omed le'achila. What does that mean? Maybe we make haetz on fruit juice, that it's ikar, that's the ikar way of consuming it. And maybe we'll say then it's similar to olives and grapes, which are ha'etz on the juice, or roi pi agafen, but it would have been ha'etz except it gets a specialty bracha. So conceivably, if you're going to read the Rush that way, then you could argue that actually even the Rush might agree that juice nowadays, maybe chves, orange juice, would be haetz as well. Because any time it's ikar omed l'achila, like zesim, like anavim, like sugar cane, then it would be a haetz. And we're going to see a little bit later, this is a famous debate between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. What would the Rush say about fruit juice, and it's very nogei lemaisa in terms of what bracha you make on fruit juice. So I have no idea, but to answer your question. But if you want to tell me what he says, you could say I'm not aware of Rabbi Simon on this. Anyway, let's go back. So according to the Rush, that's one yishuv to the stira and the Rush. The other yishuv to the stira, the Rush, is, no, it's not taloi in what's ikar omed l'achila. The pshat is sugar cane is different because there is no pri. And therefore, the mashke that's yotze mimenu is the pri. In other words, what's the reason why apple juice, according to the Rosh, orange juice is shahako? Because you have the pri. And so we look at the mashke hayotze min pri as zeya. That's the halachic definition of it. And that's because you could eat the pri. There is a pri. When there is a pri, the mashke hayotze min pri is zeya. Ah, mashe ein kein, when we're talking about sugar. Sugar, there is no pri. You can't eat the cane. It's inedible. What could you do? You could suck out the juice. You could extract the juice and make sugar. There is no pri. So if there is no pri, then the mashke that leaves the cane isn't zeya. So sugar, according to this, is not like zeisim ve'anavim, right? Not like the first mahalich. The reason why we would make a boripria eitz or a boripria gafen on wine and oil is because it's an exception. Because there, for some reason, maybe Xeris HaKosov, we look at the Zeya as the pre. Mashen came here, the reason why it is Borei Pre Ha'et is because the sugar, it's not the sugar, it's not that this is an exception to the rule, like oil and wine. Rather, this is the rule, because here there is no pre, so Mimela, we don't look at the juice as Zeya. Now you'll ask, oh, there's no pri, so then why do I say ha'etz? I should say a bari pri adama. But the answer to that, and that is, by the way, what a number of Rishonim say, as we've seen. Some Rishonim say sugar is ha'etz, some say it's adama, some say it's shahakol. But the answer might be that when you have something that's defined as a tree that doesn't have any other pri, then yes, the juice is the pri. It's the pri of this eitz. We'll talk more about that when we get into the definitions of trees a little bit later. So, as we said, a big nafkamina between these two answers, these two resolutions to the steer and the rush, would be how do you look at orange juice? Let's assume for a moment, one has to be mevar the metzias, but let's assume most oranges are juiced. Or even if most oranges aren't juiced, most juice oranges are juiced, and we look at that as a separate menu, which is a machlokas, as we talked about when we discussed the sugya of kana. But if so, so then according to the second sad, orange juice would still be shahaka b'das harash. According to the first sad, orange juice would be ha'etz b'das harash. So that's obviously a big nafkamina between these two approaches to be miyashiv the rush. So are there any rayas to the first sad or the second sad in this chakira b'das harash? So if you look at the Tosfos harash in Psachim, chaf dalet amud beis, as you guys saw, that is Tosfos over there in the rush, all the Rishonim address that sugya, because that sugya also brings up our discussion of Zeya Ba'alman and how to look at juice. So the Tosfos harash over there in Psachim says something more along the lines of Tosfos over there, a little different. But basically, that yayin and shemen are zeya, but it's exeris hakasav that you make kaitz or other. It has a din of the pri in other contexts. Pri me bikurim, and bikurim from truma, and truma it says tirosh v'yitzar. So we learn out from that exeris hakasav that since by truma it's called tirosh v'yitzar. So we look at the mashkin shalahan as the pri, even though fundamentally, there's Zeya Ba'alma. So if that's the position of the Rosh, so you see that the Rosh holds that Be'etzem, Yayin and Shemen are Zeya, even though, of course, they're primarily planted for the production of oil and wine. And the only reason why we make a Bari Priya Eitz or Bari Priya Gafen is because of Zeya Sakasav. Now, that works very nicely with the second Mahalich, that cane juice, whatever you want to call it, is not like yayin b'shamen. That's a bari priya eitz, not because there's no zeya sakasav there. That's a bari priya eitz because it's not nido nezeya because there is no pri, as opposed to the first mahalech. So l'chorot is good raya. The only thing you could be daich a little bit is that sometimes the Tosfos HaRosh, you can't always bring a raya from that to the Rosh Hashita. Because sometimes the Tosfos HaRosh just quotes Tosfos as presenting the Balei Tosfos, not necessarily his own position. And especially because, anyway, if you look, the Tosa Rosh is a little different than the Piskei Rosh over here. So I don't think it's a muchach raya. Okay, so are there any other rayos? So maybe from the tour we have a little bit of a raya. The tour brings down both of these svaros. If you look, this is when he's talking about sugar and sin and base. I'll just read it to you. The al sukra kasav behag bori priyaitz. The Rambam zal kasav kanim misukim shesochten osan vasim man achi yikfu quotes all Rambam. This is verbatim quote of Rambam. Fine. The afshel lahashiv al dvaru. So the Rambam, if you remember, brought a raya from duvsha de tamre that sugar should be shahakol. Right? What was the raya from duvsha de tamre? That if duvsha de tamre that wasn't even ishtan al yidei ha'or, it just leaked out of the date, is shahakol. So alachas kama the kama, if you have processed sugar, which is taking that juice and then cooking it till it crystallizes, so kol shekein, that would be a shahakol. That was the raya that the Rambam brings, that sugar is shahakol. So now the tour is trying to be miyashef, right? What would my father say? Because the Rosh Paskin like the Bahag, it's right. So what would he respond? Vashalash Valdvara, Shaino Domel Dvash Tamarim. Shatmarim hein pri. The reason why Dvash Tamarim is Shahakol is because the primary purpose of Tamarim is for eating, not honey production. Hilkach kshinishtanu nishtanis birchasan. Midi dehave akola peros shemivarchen al mashkin ayotim ehan shahakol chot miyayin. Vashamet. So the truth is, he sort of said a little bit of both svaros, because he did, on the one hand, emphasize the first svara of nati luhu adaita le'oichlam, which sounds like the first svara. But then he also sort of said the other svara, which is that, well, they don't have a pri. So it's not 100% clear, but to me, the mashmos is much more like the first tzad, because his emphasis is ikra nityasan al das hadvash. So I think the easier read, at least hator bedas harash, is more like the first tzad. Now, as I mentioned before, this might be a debate in the Achronim, though they don't get into any of the details. If you look at the Shatzion Simon Mein Beis, Os Nun Dalet, he writes, Ba'osan Peros, Sherov Achilasan Hu Al Yedei Schita. If you have a pri that is primarily squeezed, Das HaRashba, which we'll see a little bit later, is De Mevarchan Al Meimei Schitasan Kamosan, and it would be a Bari Piyetz. Aval Das HaRash, B'chol gavni mevarei shehakol. B'chol gavni. So says, which tzad in the Rosh did the Mishnah Berurah adopt? He adopted, it would seem to me, the second tzad in the Rosh. And he also says, in a slightly different context, that svar that I told you about why, he says it a little bit b'das Rambam, but the same type of svar that we said b'das sugar. And therefore, since the Mechaber Paskins like the Rosh and Simon Reish Hei Sif Gimel, but that might be a suffix, but certainly because you're Yotze anyway with the Shakol, so Lamaisa, he thinks that since it's a Machlokas Rosh Rashba on, let's say, orange juice, again, assuming it's primarily grown for squeezing, so it's a Machlokas, and therefore, suffik, you should make a shahakol, but he sounds like b'diavad, if you made ha'etz on your orange juice, your yotzei, because according to the Rashba, that would be the correct bracha. And suffik, the other way, suffik brachos lahakol. Good, and we'll see later. The Chazon Yesh disagrees. Chazanish thinks that maybe, he's not 100% sure, but maybe even the Rashba would agree. Now, the Chazanish didn't bring the raya that I brought for this Bedasa Rashba, Bedasa Rash, namely sugar, but maybe it would be very consistent, again, Lachora. The Chazanish really didn't bring any rayas. He just says, after the Rash would agree, but I think we have two rayas that the Rash would agree. A is positioned by sugar, and B, certainly the Tours presentation of that view. Okay. Now, there are some other rushes, though, that make things a little bit complicated. And there's two more rushes that we have to consider. And the rush deals with beer and also mei se'orim. So in the Tshuvas HaRash, Klal Dalet, Siman Tes Vav, he writes that a mei se'orim, you make a shehakol. Aye, but they taste like se'orim. So you should think that you should make a bari pri adama, or maybe a mizonos, just like by mei shlakos. So what's the difference? So he gave a number of answers, but his conclusion is, velo dami lemaya deshalki, dehanach ikar bishulam bishvil hayirakos, hilkach, kevan shenasno hayirakos, bem tam, holchen achar hatam. Very fascinating, Svara. Almost the opposite of what I said. Why is it that you make hadama on broccoli broth? Because what's broccoli broth? Really, you were trying to cook the broth, the broccoli, right? I wanted to eat broccoli, cooked broccoli. And mamela, you know, after you're cooking the broccoli, you have water left in the pot. And, you know, it's green water. It's a very healthy water, full of nutrients from the broccoli. I always drink that stuff, and my kids think, ugh, that's gross. And maybe I'm the only one. So Shaila is what broccoli you make. But usually it's okay, because you know, you're having it with supper anyway. So you've made a hadama anyway on the broccoli, and you made a shahakal on your water, so you don't have to worry about the bracha. So on the broccoli water, right? So why do we have broccoli water over here? It's because you wanted broccoli, right? Nobody really wants broccoli water. It's not like broccoli soup is one thing, but usually when you make broccoli soup, you puree the broccoli into the soup, right? This is just green water. So really it was for about cooking the broccoli, and this is a byproduct. You know, if you're going to spend like $10 a bag on Bodek broccoli, you may as well get everything out of it. You don't want to throw in any parts. So that's why I drink the broccoli water. Okay. And I like to gross out my kids. That's my hobby. So that's what he's saying. So therefore, since the ikar is about the shlakos, ikar bishulam is bishvil hayirakos, so therefore you make a hadama. Then he says, v'afilam bishvil hayirakos l'tzarach mimein, even if Yutaka did, we're trying to make vegetable broth, when would you do that, l'refua? Kevan shakola olam evashlo samachila. Nobody really cooks broccoli to get the broccoli broth. Everybody cooks broccoli to eat the broccoli. Lo nishtanis brachas hamayim b'shvil zesh evashlos atel rifla. Even though your epis, you're doing something very unusual because you think that chves broccoli broth is the cure to migraine headaches. So that's you're just butla daito. It's not going to change the bracha. Vein acholik tzarch lachilas hayrakos. Fine. So now, as I said, you know, I would have predicted the exact opposite, right? I would have, and he says what? Masha'en kain, the mei se'orim there, it's not the pshat that you're cooking the barley and mamela water is a byproduct. Barley water is a byproduct. There you're trying to get the barley water. So I would have thought intuitively, maybe the opposite, right? That's one question. But the more problematic question is it's a stira to what he says in the psakim. Because in the Psakim, what did he say? He said the reason why the broccoli water is hadama is because machmas atam shebahem, right? The svara of like tam ki'ikr, right? Also, it's interesting chiddush, but that you wouldn't, you know, why would you say tam ki'ikr over here by the refua? Usually we should go buster the person doing it. So I think what he's saying is like this. When the Iker Bishel is for the Irakos, when they're together, so we would see them as one thing, right? Which is a vegetable. And he says, and therefore, even when they're not together, even if you're just drinking the broccoli water plain, because you're cheap or you like to gross out your kids or you actually even think it tastes good. But it has the din yerek, machmas the tam hayerek, shebetocho. Masha'en kain, if your kavana is to create the broth in the first place, so there's not one chefta here, there's two chafatzim. There's the yerek and the marak. And therefore, the bracha on the marak is shehakol. So that's maybe what he's saying. And that's why he's saying if it's for refuah, we don't make an exception. We say batla daito. Because since bederech klal, you do it for the yarek. So that's a simen that the marak is really the yarek. It's ki'ilu, it's the yarek. It's ki'ilu, it's itself. Fine. So according to what the Rush says in Tshuva, so first of all, so now this I guess this is maybe not relevant for the Jew Shaila, but it does give you maybe indirectly it is, because it gives you a different perspective on the Rush. In other words, before we said what's the pshat in the Rush that vegetable broth is hadama, we said because he holds tam ke'ikar, right? It turns out though that's not so pashat. Because if that was the svara of tam ke'ikar, then adirabah, when you did it for the purpose of making the broth, then it should be hadama, right? Now, so then the question is going to be, is the Rush being consistent? That's going to be the question. Now, if I told you, based off of this Tshuvas HaRush, what bracha would you make on beer? Let's say beer from barley. So what would you say? For sure, it should be a shahakol, right? Because you're not, your kavana isn't to be misaking the seorim and the beer is a byproduct. Adirab, it's to create the beer and the barley's the byproduct. But when the Rush in the psukim in Siman Yud Beis addresses the question of beer, he gives a different answer. He says like this: Vim Tomar b'sheicher seorim amai mevarchin shahakol v'alo seorim ikar mishtani liluya. Really, it makes sense that the bracha on beer should be mizonos. Why? It's ishtani liluya, and the seorim are the ikar. Oh, let's go back to our flour sugya. Right over there, we said also, really flour, even though it's nishtanes, should be hadama, but we say it's a shahakol. Why? Because isli aliyah chmina bepas. So too over here, that even though you're not going to turn this barley, which is now junk, into pas, but the barley is a product, has an ilu yachmin v'pas. It's an interesting way to learn it. And therefore, it's going to be shahakol, inami, kevan shamash ketzolol, ikar al shem amayim. Interesting answer, that the ikar is not the barley shabo or the tam barley shabo. The ikar is the water. V'lo sha'aycha l'ha d'rav shmuel kol sheish bo mechamesh esaminim l'fi she'en kan ki'im tam be'alma midi d'ave ashesisa. We don't apply that rule. Now, l'chora, these answers. Now, so here's a problem, right? Why didn't he give the answer that he said by Mei Seorim? Right? So it could be that in a Hanami, these are different answers to the same question. Then, you know, the Rush wasn't sure, or he was closer. I don't know what to do with it. Could be that you could say no. First of all, you have to make two chilukim. You have to figure out what question is he answering. Is the question, should it be hadama or should it be mizonos? In other words, what bracha would you make on, let's say, either beer or meseorim? And there's what you have to answer each of them. You have to answer, why don't you make a hadama on beer? And you also have to answer, why don't you make a mizonos on beer? The Gemara Bava Basra says you make a shakal according to the Rush. But the question is why? So there are really two different questions you have to answer. And maybe, let's say, certainly, the svara that he's giving in the psakim about Rav and Shmuel, that relates to the question of what? Of why do you make a mizonos on beer? Maybe that's not relating to the question of hadama. And maybe you could even say that this by mesa orim, you wouldn't say that there's no shaila that you would make. Well, maybe the question is you still make a hadama. So could be, you have to figure this out. That these are really two different questions and there's two different answers. Or maybe it's two answers to the same question. Anyhow, what's interesting is that the chiddush of this Tshuvas HaRash is not at all brought in the Shulchan Aruch. But the Mishnah Berurah sort of brings it down in Reish Hei, Sif Katan Yud, when he talks about shlakos. And he says, Dafka kishashalkan kede lechol gam es hayirakos. De lubishal hayirakos. Oh, sharan letzorach me mehen levad lishtoso san, ein mevarchan alein ala shahakol. Which is more or less this answer of the Tshuvas HaRash. So at least in terms of the principle of Mei Shlakos, in other words, a question of why don't you make Hadama? So then we do actually accept that very, very interesting chiddush of the Rosh. Okay, so Ad Kan B'das HaRosh, at least for now. Now let's turn some of the other Rishonim. So we'll start with, next we'll do Rabbeinu Yonah. So what does Rabbeinu Yonah say? So let's read it carefully. Umayyad Shivta, this is again Chav Zayin Amud Beis, B'dap Erif. Umayyad Shivta Bar Pri Hadama, Perish Esef, Shinosin, B'tavshil, Kadei, Lahat Imo, Val Hamayim, Shalom, Mevarech Bar Pri Hadama, Kamala Esef, Atzmo, Kandalan, Mayyad Kulushalki, Kikulushalki. Ventayim Abidosha de Tamre, Amay Mevarechin Alayu Shehakol, Kshubaen, Dechihechi Damrinan Hacha, Mayyad de Kulushalki, Kikulushalki, Hachanami, Havi lan lemeimar, demashke de tamre, dainin kimo hatamre. Okay, same kash as the Rosh. As the Rosh was all to be shown him. What's the difference? Yesh lomar. Tehasa mishtanu legreyusa. When it comes to duvsha de tamre, it's ishtani legreyusa. Ulafikach mevarchin alayhu bracha groyoser. So it's a downgrade in bracha. It goes from ha'etz to shahakol. Here, when it goes from beets to barsht, so that is an improvement. And therefore the bracha is Hadama. Odim Tomar B'Shechar Shel So'irim, Amaylo Mevarchin Ala Bari Pri Hadama. Oh, that's true. So then beer should be Hadama. Kimo alas oirenatz man mepineshin ishtanu liluya ishtanu. It's also ishtanu liluya. So again, note how he's asking the kasha by beer. And whenever we see the Rishonim asking the kasha by beer, you always have to pay attention, like Tosis as well. Are they asking that beer should be hadama or mizonos, right? So like we saw, the Rush was asking, why isn't beer mizonos? He's asking, why isn't beer hadama? And that's a kasha lishitaso, because it's ishtanu liluya. V'yesh lomar, d'lo dami l'mei ha-shlakos, d'mei ha-shlakos derech lechol b'hen ha-pas, k'mo b'shlakos atzman. What did you do? Let's say you had broccoli. So what do you do with broccoli? You eat broccoli along with your bread as a part of your meal. And what do you do with broccoli broth? You also have that along with your bread as well. So we see the broth, like the broccoli, even though they're a liquid, but they're still, to a large degree, ochel. In other words, one of the things we're going to see in the sugya, and we'll see it in Tosfos as well, is a very important thing. You know, sometimes we think of the difference, we think of ochel and mashka as solid versus liquid. That's not really the way halacha looks at it, at least according to many of these Rishonim. So how do you look at soup? Soup is basically ochel as well. It's ochel in liquid form, right? But it's ochel. You're having a meal, and the first course you have your soup. You eat it with a spoon. It's not a drink. It's a liquid, but it's not a drink. But Sheikhar, even though it's probably Ishtani Liluya, right? He doesn't seem to be changing his assumption, right? His assumption was it's Ishtani Liluya, therefore to be Adama, saying no. But it's a total transformation. What this is now has nothing to do with what it was originally. The transformation is too great, and therefore it's a shahakol, right? So if it goes from food to drink, even if it's an improvement, right? I think many people would say beer is a lot better than barley. But doesn't matter, because it went from a food to a drink. Masha'en Cain, vegetable broth, vegetable soup. So there it started off as a food, and it's still a food, or somewhat a food. So what's he saying? He's saying like this. He's saying that what's the reason for vegetable broth? Is Adama Ishtani Liluya? What's the reason why Dosha de Peira is Shahakol Ishtani Lagriusa? What's the reason why beer is Shahakol? That's answer number one. You know, we look at what this could have been. Yeah, taka, it's better this way, but it could have been bread, right? It's a good vart for right before Yom Kippur. We measure a person not so much by how much he's accomplished in the technical sense, but did he achieve what he could have become? Has he fulfilled his potential? So yeah, taka, this barley has improved when you turned it into beer, right? It's better. But it could have been. What could it have been? Oh, this could have been bread. That's chashav, right? Bread is the most chashav thing. So memela, it's a shahakol. In other words, there's a greyos mitzad, what it could have been. Could have been pas. So therefore, we make a shahakol. Okay. So I'm going to take your question in a minute, but let's just break up. Right, what did Rabbeinu Yonah say? Let's just break up and summarize what he said. So he says that shlakos are bar pi adama because it's ishtani li'iluya. Dvash tmarim is shahakol because it's ishtani li'griyusa. Why is beer shahakol and not adama? Either it's because it's totally transformed. And when something is totally transformed, it's a shahakol. Or because it's not actually ishtani li'iluya, because it could have been something else. Li'iluya ma'aliyasa, like Rashi said back on the flower sumya. In other words, basically, it's ishtani li'griyusa. Now, maybe a nafkamina would have been shechar tamarim. According to the first answer, maybe you would make a bari pri ha'etz if, in fact, we see shechar tamarim is better than the tamarim. But according to the second answer, according to the first answer, it would be shahakol. Assuming, let's the premise of the question, what bracha to make on shechar tamarim according to Rabbeinu Yonah? So if we assume that shechar tamarim is better than the tamarim, it's ishtani liluya. So then according to the first answer, it would still be shahakol because it's a drink. It went from taris eichel to taris mashka. Or the second answer, it would be haitz. Why? Because it doesn't have ilu yachrina bepas, no such thing as date bread. So that lachar is enough gemina. But the truth is, if you look on daf lamed bezim beis bedapei arif, Rabbi Yona quotes the Rif in Bava Basra Tzadi Vava Mibes, who says that Shechet Tamar you make a shakal and not Ha'etz. So it could be that that's obvious. Why? Because it's a Shtani Legriusa. In other words, I don't think you have a right, Machuya, like one of his Tutsdaten. We were assuming that in the question that date beer is a improvement on dates. Maybe it's a disimprovement, as you'll see from the Gemara elsewhere. The Gemara Psachim. So date beer has a lot of inadequacies. It's compared to Gehenim. It's Mishalshel, it's all this. It might taste good at the beginning, but it causes you lots of tzaras. So anyway, so could be then that date beer isn't a nafkamina, but theoretically, you could have a nafkamina between those two tzedim if you had something that was Ishtani Leluya, but a drink. Okay, yes, Aaron. Okay. So let's go on to the next Rishon. We could really spend all night on this sugya, but we're going to have to be makatzer a little bit because I have to do something soon. Okay. Also, I have Rachmanis on you. Right before Yom Kippur, I shouldn't torture you, even though Aaron so nicely said, let's do it. Okay. So, since I just asked Mechila from you last time for going on too long, it would be wrong to... Mamish, you're only supposed to be chozer from your tshuva after Yom Kippur, not before Yom Kippur. So at least last that long. Okay. So let's talk about the Ritva. So again, let's just summarize what we have to so far. Two answers to the question of what's the difference between shlakos, which are mei shlakos, which is hadama, and mei tmarim or dvash tmarim, which is shakol. The Rosh said that dvash tmarim is zeya ba'alma. Anything that zeya ba'alma shakol, probably all fruit juices, or at least most fruit juices are always going to be zeya ba'alma, always going to be shakol. Mashenkein, mei shlakos, there, you're Tom Kicker, you're eating the vegetable. You're eating the vegetable in soup form, but really you're eating the vegetable. So therefore, it's bari priya dama. Either because Tom Kicker, in a more pashut sense, or maybe based off of the Tshuva Sarash, because there's a shaychus between the broth and the vegetable, because it's a byproduct. That was the first approach. Second approach of Rabbeinu Yona, that mei shlakos is ishtani li'iluya, so the answer is bari priya dama. Dov shedetamre is ishtani li'griyusa. So the Ritva has a third mahalich. The Ritva writes on Lamed Tes Med Aleph. You see it, he's consistent throughout the parak also. We'll see other places. Similar thing in the Ra'ah, by the way, as well. Pshitali, we'll read it together. Maya de silka kasilka. Yesh mefarshim. Dechihechi de mevarech akulu shalki bari priya dama. Hachnamin. B'maya didhu mevarech bari priya dama. Just like you make a hadama on shlakos, right, cooked vegetables, so too on vegetable broth you make hadama. That's certainly a simple reading of the Gemara, right? Behind perusha lesa. That's wrong. Demi adif midovsha de tamre. Is it any worse than that? Do gufa tamarim. Adarabba, over there, in dvash tmarim, you actually have from the mamashas of the tmarim in it, the gufa tmarim in it. And still we say, the mevar shahakol. Frek the Ritva, he's basically taking the opposite approach of the Rosh, right? According to the Rosh, when you have vegetable broth, you actually have really the ikker is the vegetables, right? Tam ki ikker. This is vegetable in liquid form. Masha and cane, fruit juice, nah, that's zeya ba'alma. That's not the fruit, it's just the zeya, the fruit. The Ritva says, no, that doesn't make any sense. Now, in one sense, he's going to learn similar to, let's say, the Rashba, the Ravid, maybe Rabbeinu Yona, that there is no fundamental chiluk between juice and broth. But he goes even further. He says, if anything fakert, right? If anything fakert, what's more ikker? What's more ikker is juice than broth, right? This is probably the intuitive way. Before we learned the rush and broke our head trying to figure out what he meant, right? I think we all would have looked at it like the Ritva, right? Which is that orange juice is orange, right? It's like the whole orange, and you squeeze it, and what's left after you squeeze it out? Junk. And you throw that out, right? So this is orange juice, orange in liquid form. Whereas broth, fakert, broth is flavored water, right? It's a lot less vegetable than juice is fruit. So says the Ritva, we're going to make a kal vachomer. If fruit juice is shahakol, al achas kama v'kama vegetable broth is shahakol. Because vegetable broth is a lot less vegetable than fruit juice is fruit. In fact, in a certain sense, if you look at the Chazon Ish likes this svara, which is why he tries to say that maybe the Rashba would agree by orange juice. Not Rashba, sorry, Rush. We didn't get to the Rashba yet. Of course the Rashba would agree by orange juice, no Rush, right? He likes this svara. And even though the Rush doesn't seem to hold of it, he thinks maybe the Rush would hold of it a little bit, right? Maybe. In other words, if you want to look at it this way, you know, the Rush is looking at the difference between juice and broth in a very halachic way. Halachic man, right? What's broth? Tam kikur, it's the pri, it's the yerek. What's juice? Zeba alma. And the Ritva is much more balabatish. He's saying, I'm exaggerating it a little bit, but just to make the point, right? It's much more the opposite. The juice, orange juice, is a lot more orange than broccoli broth is broccoli. So therefore, he says, so we have a stira, right? Right, we have a stira. Because on the one hand, the Gemara says broccoli broth is hadama, but it also says orange juice is shahakol. So who's going to win? We're going to have to kvetch somewhere. So the Ritva says it's a lot better to kvetch by the broccoli juice than by the orange juice. Even though the Gemara says that broth is hadama, that's not what it actually means. So what does it mean? So he says, you know what it means? Let's read it. That was the question. Elavadai hachi perusha. De'im birech ala shlokos bori priadama. Niftiru me'en bosa bracha. Huh. You know what the chiddush, when the Gemara says, my dekula shalki kashalki, it means, I am having my broccoli broth. No, I'm having broccoli soup. I'm having broccoli. There are pieces of broccoli along with the broth. So what happens? You make a broth on the broccoli. So you don't have to make a shahakol on the water, meaning on the broth, and the hadama on the broccoli. No, your bracha on the broccoli covers the broth. That's the pshat. But if you're not eating broccoli and you just have broth, it's a shahakol, kavachoymer, from fruit juice. Now you'll say, well, if that's the whole pshat, maybe that's not a chiddush, that's ikar potus atafel, right? The broccoli is the ikar, the broth is the tafel, so ikar potus atafel. There's no chiddush that might be cool shaki kashapis. He has to have a little bit of a chiddush. So what's the chiddush? So that's what he says. No, even if the broth isn't tafel to the broccoli. In other words, I'm eating two things. I'm eating the broccoli and the broth. Still, the brach on the broccoli covers the broth. The dinu shem yesh kan peros v'yesh kan schitasan uvirech ala peros shviyftiru me'en kevan deguvayu ninu and miguvayu ninu would be the same thing by fruits. So no difference between vegetables and fruits. If you achves, you squeezed out the orange juice and you have little pieces of orange floating around in there. I don't know, like pulp, but actual pieces of orange or something like that. So then you make a bracha on the orange and it covers the juice as well. The chiddush is that that the bracha on the vegetable covers the broth, even though it's not tafel. So, so that's what he's saying. So, as I said, he's saying, what's he saying? Definitely not like the Rosh, like we said, almost the opposite of the Rosh. Definitely not Rabbeinu Yonah either. The Ritva doesn't think there's a chiluk between, unlike, let's say, the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah, each in their own way, that was trying to be machalik between the two sugyos. The Rosh was machalik between Tam, Ki'ikar, and Zeya. The Rabbeinu Yonah was machalik between Ishtani Leluya and Ishtani Legreusa. Says the Rosh, says the Ritva, there's no chiluk at all, zero. And really, fruits, juice, vegetable broth, they're 100% the same. Oh, fine. Okay, now let's turn to the Rashba. So the Rashba writes, Lamel Chesemet Aleph, Kevin Lo, Chayol Shemen, the low down in my deshalki, my deshivsa, Tehanu kevan derov achilasan aide shlika me shlikasan kamosan. Says the Rashi, what's the difference? Probably closest to what we saw in Rabbeinu Yonah. We look in rov achilasan. The reason why vegetable broth is hadamah is because rov achilasan hu al yede shlika. So me shlikasan kamosan. V'chol midi l'les darke l'mishlake. Let's say it's not usually cooked. The low lemichte, ala lemichle, be'ene, right? Usually you eat it whole. I don't know. You made potato soup. Potato soup is pureed potatoes, but that's not the way you made it. So then, sabanu lo minan, having shiyum meimein kahen, on the potato broth, you're not going to make a hadama, because the way you usually eat potatoes, well, that's a little different. That's a bad example because there's less darkei lemishlakei. Let's say you had a vegetable you don't normally cook, so then the broth would not be shakal. It would not be hadam, it would be shakal. Okay. So as we said, in a certain sense, he's like both Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ritva, that there's no fundamental chiluk between mei peros and mei shlakos. Not like the Rosh. The Rosh said there's a fundamental chiluk. Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ritva, the Rosh, we're all saying they're the same. They're saying if they're the same, so then what's the difference? Ritva said no difference. Rabbeinu Yonah said Ishtane Leluya or Ishtane Legreusa. And he's saying a similar thing. He's saying rov or not rov, right? If you have juice, that's a fruit that's normally juiced, that's mostly juiced, so surely it would be ha'etz. The Chazon Ish is mesupik b'das ha'rash. Does it need to be mostly juiced, or is it enough that it's commonly juiced? Maybe that's good enough. And Lachora, we'll return to this question a little later when we do Trima. But according to Rashba, if you had some product that's normally Nachal Merusak, let's say, so then probably that would also be a Ha'etz or Hadama.
It says Rove, though. Doesn't he say the word Rove?
Yeah, it does say Rove.
So why
was the Chazon Ish being Mesupa? Because why should you need Rove? It really should be enough that it's normal. And then the Chazon Ish declares, would it change Bizman Hazeh? Because that's a different question. That's like the Shaila of the Hearts of Palm. Okay, Ayin Sham. But his Natiya is that it would change nowadays. Take a look, the Chazon Ish, Islam Gimel Hay. Okay, we're gonna. There's more to say about the Rashba, but let's just look at Tosis quickly.
For the Rashba, you make ha'etz on like an orange now because we like.
No, there's nothing. It's normal to eat it as an orange.
No, I mean to orange juice. Right?
Yeah, the Rashba would say you make ha'etz on orange juice nowadays. Pashtas. You have to check if you think you mamish need rove. So you'd have to check. If rove oranges are squeezed. But the pashtus says you would. The Chazon Ish was talking about orange juice. And he was talking about orange juice in Eretz Yisrael, which are, it's not that common. You know, he was talking about those things that, you know, you go to the guy and he goes, psh, and you take out a cup. Mm-hmm. I don't know in Bnei Brak if they make a ha'etz on orange juice. Maybe they do.
What percentage of oranges that are juiced in normal oranges? Where does that come from?
Well, I was just saying a clair. In other words, in the event, if rov total oranges are juiced, then it's pashut that it would be ha'etz according to the Rashba. I was just saying that let's say 55% of total oranges are not juiced, right? But there's two types of oranges. There's juice oranges and there's eating oranges. And among the juice oranges, 95% of them are juiced. So how do you look at it? Do you look at it as two types of oranges, in which case it would be ha'etz? Or do you look at all of oranges as one thing, in which case, if you think you need rov, it would be shahakol. That's all I was saying. Yes.
So last year I called up Tropicana to see if they grew different oranges for fruit versus the juiced. So I first called customer service. She had no clue what I was talking about. So she sent me to someone else. And this someone else, I don't know if he is just giving in to my question or this is the reality, but he told me that there are two types of oranges. They're
sure. The Valencia oranges. Yeah.
There's a trap, but can...
That's true. It's kosher, it's true. And you could even buy them in the store. They have juice oranges and regular oranges. But the question still is, how do you look at that halachically? 1 minute or 2 minutes? Okay. I was going to tell you this in no time. Let's turn to the Rambam. The Rambam is unbelievable. Perek Ches, really, we need halacha, beis, dalet, and hey. So start with beis. Hasoichei peiros v'hotzim mehen mashkin v'varech aleim metchil shakl v'asof bar nefashos. Okay, so fruit juice is shahakol, except for wine and olive oil. Okay, very straightforward. Not too much there, though. Maybe you could say doesn't sound a little bit like the Rashba, because there could have been exceptions, but that's not such a raya, because maybe in those days there weren't really all the fruits were really made for eating, except for these two. So not too much to be medayik for. Okay, let's turn to halacha dalet. Yirako shadarkan lehi shalek shalkan mevarech al mei shalek shalahen bari pri adama v'hu sheshalkan lishtos mei mehen shemei mei hashlakos kishlakos b'makom shadarkan lishtosan. Okay, it doesn't sound like the mitzvah, that's for sure, right? A vegetable broth is hadama. So he has an interesting addition. B'makom shadarkan lishtosan. Okay. Dvash tamarim. Mevarchan alav shakal. This is very interesting. Because where does this belong? Halacha beis, right? Where he talked about juice. In fact, that's the makor, I would have thought, for halacha beis. He puts it over here. Aval tamarim shemachan biyad v'hotzi gar inin shelohen v'asan kemo isa. We'll talk about this a little later when we do the sugif triyama. Mivarech alein tchila bari pri ha'etz u'vasov bracha achas mein shalosh. Then he talks about sugar, as we talked about. Okay. So let's go back. So halacha beis is where he says all fruit juice is shehakol with the exception of wine and oil. Says the Kesem Mishnah. What's the makor? Our Gemara. Dov shetitamrei mivarech alav shehakol. Great. But then, where does he paskin that din of Dov Shedetamrei? Halacha Dalet. And he's mechalik there between Dov Shedetamrei versus Tamarin Shinisrasku. So what would I say? So first glance, when I learned the Rambam, I thought maybe he's very Rashba-like. Because when he discusses the din of Meishlakos, he says, when is it hadama? V'hu sheshalkan lishtos meimehen. Shemei meyashlakos kishlakos b'makom shadarkan lishtosan. Why does he need to say b'makom shadarkan lishtosan? I'll tell you why he needs to say it. Because it needs to be rov. If not rov, very normal. Like the Rashba, maybe Rabbeinu Yonah. That's why he emphasizes that when is meyashlakos kishlakos b'makom shadarkan lishtosan. So he thought, gishmak. That's the way he learns it. And that's the contrast to the juices, which are shehakol. That's what I thought at first. But I don't think that's correct. Because if that's the truth, then this doesn't belong here. It belongs in halacha base, right? And I'll say even better. Okay, maybe that's not the best diyuk, but I'll say better. Halacha, hey, what did he say? What bracha do you make? Sugar. Says the Rambam, shahakol. How does he know? Kal v'chomer. If dvash tamarim, that's nishtan al yedei or shahakol, kol shekei, that's lo nishtan al yedei or shahakol, kol shekei and sugar. Ma'in yin shmitei tzal arsinai. If he holds like the Rashba, so what's the din by sugar? Avadah should be ha'etzer adama, right? Because sugar is used either for the juice or for the sugar, right? I can't bring a kal v'chomer from dvash tmarim to sugar, because dvash tmarim, if you think the reason why it shahakles, because it's a mud nizach, like the Rashba, it's the miyot, it's shtana greusa, so then it's enudoma to sugar. Sugar, that's what you do with canes. You make sugar. So the kal v'chomer doesn't make one iota of sense. Elamai. So what does he learn like? He learns like the Rosh. Or Cain the Rosh. So if so, then it's Gishmak. First of all, it's super Gishmak now why he puts Dvash Tsumarim where he does. And now he has a kal v'chomer. Because, now, he doesn't learn exactly like the Rosh, because like we said, Adirabba, the Rosh holds that sugar happens to be ha'etz. But if he's miyashev the sugya al derech ha'rosh, so now it makes a lot of sense why sugar shahakol ishitaso, because it's zei ba'alma, right? And it's kal v'chomer. If we treat dvash tamarim as zei ba'alma, kal v'chomer, we should treat sugar as zei ba'alma, because it's even ishtan la'idei or. So now it's a very good kal v'chomer, right? Now it's a very good kal v'chomer. Oh. And now we understand why he puts chitas peiros and dvash tamarim in base, in halacha base, because that's a din in zeya, and meishlakos and ksisash tamarim in halacha dalad, which is a din of guf hapri. Now, a question we don't have time to do tonight is the Rambam Shita by Sheikhar, because why does he say, so Ayin Shem, look at Halacha Ches, but maybe he'll take some of the other answers. Okay, there's a lot to say more on this, but I think we have to run out of time, so we'll stop now, and maybe what we'll do is... We'll come back to this when we do the halach a little later. Also, maybe we'll see it again in Trima. What I wanted to work on with you is also the Taisus Hamsachim, Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, and how the Rush deals with that, the Madana Yantif's answer. All right, but what can I say? We don't have so much time left. So we'll stop here, and I want to wish you all a Gemar Chasim HaTayva and a good Gebench Diyar. And Shkoyach, this is Baruch Hashem, has been tremendously Gishmak, and it gets even more Gishmak. Gets even more Gishmak as the Perek is going to go on, and you'll see we're going to come back to the same cities again and again, and each time you'll understand them a little better. And Bezos Hashem then will come out. Asuke Shmaita Libid Hilchasa. So thank you for being with Starif, and Bezos Hashem, we will pick up after Yantif.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Amen. Thank you.